ಜಯಮುದೀರಯತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಾಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 4 chapter 25 text number 14 life of king Puranjana ಪರಿಕೈರಕ್ಷತೋರಣೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಣರೂಪ್ಯ ಯಶೃಂಗೈ ಸಂಕುಲಾಂ ಸರ್ವತೋ ಗೃಹೆ ಪ್ರಾಕಾರೋಪಾವನಟ್ಟಾಲ ಹರಿಕೈರಕ್ಷತೋರಣೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಣರೂಪ್ಯ ಯಶೈ ಶೃಂಗೈ ಸಂಕುಲಾಂ ಸರ್ವತೋ ಗೃಹೈ
ಕಾರೋಪಾವನಟ್ಟಾಲ ಹರಿಕೈರಕ್ಷತೋರಣೆ
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. That city was surrounded by walls and parks, and within it were towers, canals, windows and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver, and iron. Please repeat. That city was surrounded by walls and parks. And within it were towers, canals, windows, and outlets. The houses were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron, purport. The body is protected by walls of skin. The hairs on the body are compared to parts, and the highest parts of the body like nose and head are compared to towers. The wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches and canals. The eyes are compared to windows. Eyelids are compared to protective gates. There are three types of metal, gold, silver and iron, represent three modes of material nature. Gold represents goodness, silver passion, iron ignorance. The body is also sometimes considered a bag containing three elements, three dhatu, mucus, bile and pitta. Mucus, bile and air, kapha, pitta and vayu. Yashyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatu ke. According to Bhagavatam, one who considers his bag of mucus, bile and air to be the self is considered no better than a cow or an ass. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Samakayam Chakshurunditam Yena Tasmay Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutalim Swayam Rupa Kalamayam Vadati Sapadanta Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are reading. How the soul is a passenger or a tourist, like tourists, they want to visit new places, interesting places, they want to explore the outside world. So we have two outside things for the soul. One is the body and the other is the external world. So we are attracted to the body, or we are attracted to the things of the world. And Narada Muni is giving a very allegorical description of the plight of a conditioned soul, how not knowing our real interest, Nate Swardhagati Mi Vishnu, not knowing what is our real interest, so we are searching outside. We are trying to find enjoyment outside, entertainment outside, and we are trying to settle down by making some adjustments with the material world. The soul and material world are incompatible. That means the material world is an alien place, foreign place, alien place. So suppose we go to some moon planet, according to our material scientists. So they could not stay there. It's not so nice for them, because human beings, they are meant to live on the land, that also on this planet Earth. We are meant to live on the land, on the planet Earth. We cannot live with this body on sun planet. Our body will just burn to ashes. But this body, it cannot withstand the heat in the sun, so we'll simply die. Similarly, with this body, we cannot live in hell also, because there the torture is too much, and this body will not be able to take the hellish punishments. So similarly, even on this planet, we cannot live in the air, we cannot live in water, and even on the land, we cannot live like in Himalayas when it is winter. When it is winter, they close the traffic from October, November to February, 4 or 5 months a year. They close the Uttarakhand for the traffic, because it is all filled with ice, snow. So nothing to eat, and every day there is snow, and everything will be covered, and one cannot live there. So the government doesn't want people to die. Tourists go and have to undergo all tribulations, difficulties, they die. So they stop the Uttarakhand, Chardham yatras are stopped from November to February. So the point is, this Puranjan, the spirit soul, out of lack of experience, like we are watching the kid, children. They are curious because they are just born. Sudarshan Das here. They are just newborn. So they don't know the problems of the world. So they want to learn. They are curious. And slowly, we will begin to learn that I am not in such a nice place. So when a person is uncomfortable with this world, that means he is becoming intelligent. When a person is happy in this world, that means he is a fool. How can you be happy in this world? When Krishna says that this world is a miserable place, dukkhalayam asasvatam anityam asukham loke imam prapya bhajasvamam. So only foolish people, they are very busy making plans in this world. Intelligent people, they are making plans how to get out of this world. The Mahatmas and the Duratmas. Duratmas, because they want sense gratification, so they want to change everything in this world so that they can have uninterrupted sense gratification. They are hoping against hope. We'll invent this, we will discover that, we'll explore this, and we'll change things like that, and we'll be happy. But if by the time he is making all the arrangements, and he himself will be kicked out. One scientist said, he was trying to do research on life. While I am doing research on life, my life passed out of this world. That's what is happening to everybody. People are doing so many things, but before their dreams are realized, they have to move on. So Puranjan is a person without a guru. Puranjan is a person addicted to sense gratification. And Puranjan is a very inexperienced person. And as we become experienced, we begin to learn lessons from life. So, the body or the material world, its nature is, it is undergoing simply transformation. It is undergoing many changes. So, you like it or not, it is the nature. Change is the law of nature. Everything is changing. Except the soul, everything is changing. You do something nice and in the course of time it will become old and it is no longer useful. And you, everything you keep maintaining it, but everything falls apart. How long? So who will win? The material nature is cracking it, everything down. Material nature is destroying everything. And people are there. No. They are taking round-the-clock duties. They are doing emergency services. That's why Krishna says that one will be completely defeated. If you try to explore this world, you will be completely defeated, baffled, puzzled and you become exhausted. So Bhagavad Gita says the body goes through 6 transformations, but the soul doesn't change. So that's what we call it, the soul is in a foreign place. Like sometimes we live in India and we go to the West and it's a cultural shock. Cultural shock, or we cannot adjust. We used to have a devotee here by name Radheshyam Das Ramesh. There used to be devotee. So he was doing service here nicely. And he wanted to go to his home because he says, my mother is alone there. I said, bring your mother also here. I said, my mother is used to that village life, staying with the relatives and all that. And at this age, she will not be able to adjust. She cannot stay. Actually, she came to visit once. The temple is a good place for a human being to live, because you can spend your life making spiritual progress. The facilities that are there in the temple for making spiritual advancement, you cannot have this kind of facilities because the temple is meant for serving the Lord. That way, we will also come into shape. The temple has a standard, this time you have to get up, this time you have to go to bed, this many classes you have to attend, and this many rounds of japa you have to do, and this much service you have to do, and this many aartis you have to attend, and there is no room for maya, because one after the other activities are there. So your life is protected. But when you go outside and we become more entangled. But sometimes we will come here, stay for some time and want to go away because their mind is troubling them. Their mind is so steeply entangled in material thoughts. Why don't smokers not like, why don't drunkards not like temple? Because it is a foreign atmosphere for them. They have developed a lifestyle, and temple lifestyle is for freedom. How to gain freedom from bodily pushes, pulls, and urges. If we listen to the dictations of the body, we simply become very miserable. We should not listen to the body. If you, just like the car and the driver, the car should be in the control of the driver. Like brake should be working, steering wheel should be working, tire should have proper air, and horn should be working, and doors You should be able to lock them properly. And all these things. But if the car is not in condition like that, does anyone want to travel in that car? Suppose the doors, they cannot be locked. And like Chandrasekhar or Lakshman, you do like that and you are outside. When the car is running, you are there right on the road. And you will be run down by another vehicle, no? So, but when the car is in good condition and you may be sleeping in the car, no problem. No? Not in the steering wheel when you are sitting in the driver's seat. So, point is, our body has many leaks. It has many holes and many leaks. And if you don't seal this body, you will drown. Like suppose you know, we did some aeroplane traveling. Once the plane takes off, everything will be completely sealed. Outside air, inside air, cabin pressure will be different outside. And if the door is loose, the plane will just explode in the mid-air, no? So the analogy, the example is very appropriate. Why we are suffering from this, you can understand. We are controlled by this body. It's not that there is suffering here, but because we are controlled by the body, we are suffering. Because in Bhagavad Gita, it says, one who can seal these nine openings of the body through which enemies come, this body will be attacked by enemies. When an enemy attacks, he needs an entry point. So we are in this fourth of this body, and there are nine doors to this body. And if you don't, like when you sleep in the night, you have a house, like we are living in a building. When you sleep, you don't sleep leaving the doors open. Your back kitchen door is open, your gates are open, and your front door is open, and you go to sleep. And you cannot get sleep because you know that who will come inside, what will happen. So similarly, the soul is in a very risky place. Every time you have to be careful because there is danger. But King Puranjan is foolish, and not knowing how to live properly, because he is a man without experience. So Narada Muni, who is a very experienced person, Narada Muni also travels in these three worlds. But Narada Muni is not affected, because he has sealed his body, so his body doesn't look for anything outside. Whenever we are looking for anything outside, you be assured that you are going to run into accident. That's why yogis are always in trance. Yogis, they are not looking for anything from the outside world. So here, he is comparing the body to a city And city will have some walls, some gardens, some canals, and some spires, and things like that. And this Paranjan is busy watching all these things. He's going around. Not becoming aware of the hidden accidents. So the story, the lesson that all the civilization which were made based on the body, what is our government trying to do for us? What is our education trying to do for us? What is the social norms of the day? So simply everything is body conscious. Like enlightened people see this body as very abominable. Enlightened people see this body as very abominable. In crude words they describe, the body is like a bag with stool, urine, pus, blood, hairs. Individually, is anything nice here? Is anything nice? Nothing nice. But still, as a whole, people think I am very beautiful. People think I am a hero. I am a heroine. And then, when God is failing this body, still they don't want to accept the truth. They want to cover it up. People want to cover it up. No? Like we cover the body. The body is old. The body is a stink. But still, we apply some scents. We apply some fragrant things, and we apply some powders, and we think we are all right. No? All the holes of the body, they manufacture, like from the eyes, what is called pus in the eyes. We say, you know, when we get up in the morning, we do like this, that there is pus in the eyes. It doesn't look nice. Similarly, in the ears, we call it wax, ear wax. And from time to time, you have to take out this ear wax. Otherwise, your ear holes will be blocked. And there will be infection. And you will not be able to hear properly. And you will have a continuous problem if you don't take care. Similarly, from our nose, from the nose, nasal secretions, you have secretions from the nose. Suppose when you are eating food, the nose drops will fall in your food. How do you like that? You feel very bad. Suppose somebody is cooking and hair is falling into the food. Suppose somebody is cooking, sweat is falling. It will, because it is summer. But you want to live. So you have to ignore all these things, because you cannot eat your food. If you imagine all these things. No? Sometimes I tell, nice meal. You sit down to take nice meal. And then there is a toilet, and the flies, they sit there and come and sit on your food. What can you do? If you think all that, you will not be able to eat your food. My God, this fly, it sat on the stool there, and it's coming and sitting here. Can you eat your food? Difficult. No? Similarly, sometimes something falls on the ground. Actually, so much that maybe, like suppose my feet falls on the ground. If you actually analyze, you know, like how many people walked on this, and when we bow down, you know, what kind of sweat is on the floor, and if you imagine all that, you'll not be able to eat that. because we are bent to enjoy this world, so we want to ignore all these things. The facts, you want to turn a blind eye, you want to turn a deaf ear. That's why when you listen to Bhagavatam class and all that, then you'll begin to understand, I am not in a nice place. So I should try to wind up. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, he said, you know, like this world is like, you know, is like a house and a toilet. In the house, you have a nice room, well furnished, clean, and you also have a toilet where you go for your morning ablutions, you go for your search. And you will only go there when it is necessary. Otherwise, you will never go to that place. So similarly, people who are purified in their intelligence, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, this world is not a fit place for a gentleman to live. People who are rogues, people who are fools, people who are like animals, they want to live in this world. People who are pious, people who are knowledgeable, and people who are gentlemen, they don't want to live in this world, because this world is, it is not one problem, all problems, padam padam yadve padam natesham. But we are used to enjoy this world from time immemorial. Sometimes people ask the question, how did we and when did we come into this world? When did we come into this world? Can anybody say? We don't know. We are completely, we have made this material world our home. That's why no one wants to die. People want to go on staying in this world, because we are conditioned to this world. So we have to tell them there is a better place. You think this place is all right, but there are much, much better places than this. The earth is considered a very bad place. Above the earth, there are heavenly planets. And above the heavenly planets, there is Brahmalok. And beyond Brahmalok, there are Vaikuntha planets. So, it is up to us. Just like if you have a PhD and you are working as an elementary school teacher, you have done your PhD and your elementary school teacher getting about 7,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees. But with your PhD, you can become director of a big technical institution and you can get 1 lakh rupees a month. So it is foolish. You are having such a big degree and you are simply, you are working as an elementary teacher. Similarly, like the wood and sandalwood, wood and sandalwood, both they are wood, but in the quality, there is a complete difference. Firewood is kg, 12 rupees per kg, and sandalwood kg, how much? You cannot say, because 10 grams of sandalwood cost 250 rupees, and 1000 grams, how much? 25,000 rupees. So, both are wood. So similarly, with human life, you can use it for divine life. This human life, you can use it for animal life. But it's an opportunity. So we are getting cheated. Suppose you are not very intelligent and you want to go and buy gold. And knowing that you don't know how to test for gold, that fellow will give you some artificial gold and you will take your money for the worth of pure gold. And then you come home and then they tell you, no, this is not gold. Then you become very upset. My God, you have totally cheated me. So, human life, if you are not using it for spiritual life, spiritual enlightenment, then you are getting thoroughly cheated. Who is cheating you? Maya. Maya is cheating. So if you, everybody is cheated by Maya, unless you are very knowledgeable, how to recognize Maya, how to overcome Maya, otherwise you'll be cheated. Like this world is a place of cheaters and cheated. So only when Vaishnavas come, who are well-wishers, they come and tell us, why you are using this human life for petty pleasures? If you want those pleasures, they are available not only in human body. Not only that, that kind of pleasures are available better in non-human bodies. Suppose you want the joy of eating, how much you can eat, but elephant can eat tons of food. So if you want to have the enjoyment of eating, human body is not very nice, because only this much you can eat. After that, you cannot. But if you take birth as an elephant, you can take tons and tons, all day you can go on eating. Very costly to maintain an elephant, it eats so much. Similarly, in human life, we have a tongue. You cannot eat everything. We have a tongue and a nose, and everything is tested here. If it is not good, you cannot eat. But pig, a hog, is given a kind of tongue and a nose. It can eat anything and everything. For the pig, it will eat halwa, and also it will eat stool. Can stay anywhere. That means it is more comfortable. In human body, we are not comfortable everywhere, but a pig is comfortable everywhere because its body is made like that. Similarly, goats, there is a saying by Chanakya Pandita, what a foolish man cannot talk, and what a goat will not eat. That means foolish people, they go on talking anything and everything. And a goat will eat anything and everything. No? But in human life, we should have vichakshana, discrimination. So education is meant to give us discrimination. Education is meant to teach us what is the real standard of life. So, in our Bhagavatam, in many places, human body, it is also full of suffering, like any other body. And human body, like any other body, we have to die. But there is one advantage. Human body and other animal bodies, they also suffer and die. Human body, we also have to suffer and die. But there is one advantage. One advantage, that is, if you want to stop the suffering and death again and again, repeated birth and death, repeated suffering, if you want to avoid, you have an opportunity. So, it is so unfortunate that 99.9% of the population, they are simply wasting their life. They are simply struggling in this world, and they are simply working hard to suffer. We call it buying misery. Does anyone want to buy misery? You want to buy? No one wants to buy difficulties. No one wants to buy tragedies. No. You will not say, "I will give you 50,000 rupees. Please, you bring your motorbike and hit me. I will pay you 50,000." Nobody will say. No. But our lifestyle is such that we are working hard to go to hell. We are working hard to buy miseries in our life. Prabhupada, he joked. He said, "It is easy to escape the problems of life, very easy. But people keep themselves so busy. People work hard so much. They don't have even a second of time. You work hard so much that either you have to drink or sleep. And you keep yourself so busy that you are living in India. You are born as a Hindu, but all your life without opening Bhagavad Gita, you will just die." People in Kurukshetra, no, we are from Kurukshetra. There are people in Kurukshetra, most of the people. Kurukshetra means what? Bhagavad Gita. Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita, it is a product from Kurukshetra. Yeah, every place has some local special. Now when you go on tour, you go to Kerala, what is special about Kerala? Special about Kerala is these coconut products. You have many things made from coconut fiber, coconut, because there are so many trees, coconut. Similarly, you go to Himachal Pradesh. Priyanka is from Himachal Pradesh. Apples. Here, apple is 15 rupees, 20 rupees. Kullu Manali. We went to Himachal Pradesh one time. Like you see neem trees here, or you see kampachetlu. What do you call them in English? Thorny plants. Tumachetlu. Like that, you go to Kullu Manali, everywhere you have apple trees on the roadside, and apples everywhere. Then you don't know. In the beginning, you may take this apple, green apple, golden apple, red apple, this, that, and then how many apples you can take. After that, they are used to that, no? So every place has some speciality. Every body has some speciality, similarly. India is called Karma Bhumi or Punya Bhumi. So here, you know what is the right conduct, right activity, how to accumulate merits. Because here you have that culture, that knowledge, that kind of environment. You come here also and you just drink, smoke, watch cinemas. That means you are completely losing the grand opportunity. Your grand opportunity as a human. What yesterday only we were talking about, no? Taking birth in India. Yesterday class also, the same Bhagavatam is saying, taking birth in India is a very grand opportunity. There are so many opportunities for spiritual life. This is called Karma Bhumi. And outside India, it is called Bhoga Bhumi, Bhoga. Bhoga means easily available because there is no culture there. If somebody wants to dress improperly, because here we all dress, cover our bodies. And if somebody comes like that, everybody will look at her. What is this? She is doing here, no? Like that. But in America, if you wear full sari and like that, people think, what is this? Because there you have to give up all clothes. No, you have to just wear some lion dress and go around. It's natural there. If you dress full, completely cover your body, like burqa. The Muslims wear burqa. No? And wherever they come, people look at them, what is this? Black, burqa, covering everything. No? So, different cultures. So, in India, still now, it is getting polluted, corrupted, diluted, and materialistic, and sinful. But even now, to this day, there is no other country like India where you can have opportunities for spiritual life, no? In India. That's why all these foreigners, they want to come and settle down. People who all come to Hare Krishna movement, they like India. We want to go to America, we want to go to Australia, we want to go to London. But people who become Hare Krishnas in London, Australia and America, they hate their countries. If government of India can give us permission, because here it is peaceful, your mind is not agitated, everything is bad outside, and you already have that weakness. And if you are surrounded by, if you are a weak person, and you are surrounded by temptations, then you will become a victim, no? So you want to protect yourself. If I am there, the people say, suppose you are a smoker, and you keep among smokers, and the smell, again you become attracted, because you have that habit. Let me smoke also. Intoxication. So this human body, the speciality of the human body is that it is very useful for spiritual life. Don't try to become a swimmer like a fish. Don't try to become a muscle man like an elephant. You know, some people want to do bodybuilding. And some people become very body conscious, applying this, applying that. Simply taking care of their bodies more than necessary, then you will become a tree. People are interested to decorate their bodies. That means there will be trees in their next life, because they are body conscious. So next birth is tree birth. Similarly, some people unnecessarily work hard. They are very, you know, work is worship, they say. And Krishna will be kind to give them the body of a horse, the body of an ass, the body of a buffalo, because they think working hard is nice. Now you can work hard, but not for sense gratification. You work hard for serving God. You work hard for purifying your life. That way you work hard. No problem. That is called tapasya. If you are working for your senses, if you are working hard for your senses, that is called unnecessary labor. If you are working hard to control your senses or to please God, that is called tapasya. What is the difference between tapasya and labor? If you are working hard for sense gratification, that is called labor. If you are working hard to pleasing Krishna, that is called tapasya. Same thing. Suppose we go to sell books. People are also selling their magazines, newspapers. We are also going out trying to sell. But this is called tapasya. Selling Krishna conscious literature, you cannot just call it sense gratification, because it is serving Krishna, educating the public, purifying our own life. When you are going out to sell book, three things are happening. You are trying to please Krishna. Secondly, you are trying to educate the other materialistic person. And by doing that, you are purifying your life, because you are working for God. Any work you do for God, it will purify you. So, here Narada Muni is saying that although this body is very dirty, people think my skin is so nice, my hairs are so nice, and my teeth are so special, and my eyes are so beautiful, my hairstyle is so good, and see how I walk very attractively, and see how I can dance and all that. Now, you know, whenever I dance, generally when we dance, because you are a young man, you want to show off, like, you know, Prem Kumar. See, I can fly. But when we dance, what thoughts come? How long I will dance? One day I will be an old man. I cannot dance. Maybe I will get some paralytic stroke. No more dancing. You know, this kind of thoughts will come, because it is true. The body will be attacked by any disorder, any time. So we dance gracefully. My dear Krishna, by your grace, my body is working now. So I am trying to dance for your pleasure. I am dancing for my purification. Because my body, I am moving this body for so many births, for sense enjoyment. Run around here and there, go to cinema, go to make money, go to hotel, go to cricket tournament. So our body is used to dance for sense gratification. Now we are trying to change this habit. You dance for Krishna. Let's say when you dance in the beginning, you don't get any kick, you don't get any joy out of it. But when you see a club dance, your body becomes very happy. We are used to that. But now you change your habit. You may not get any happiness by chanting and dancing, but you go on doing it, and you will be purified soon, and then your soul dances, and then you can dance so much. When the soul dances, you know, body has a limit. People play cricket for some time, and then they become exhausted. But when the soul dances, and although your body is exhausted because you are so enthusiastic, you are feeling so much joy. So people wonder how he is able to, at this age, how he is able to dance so much, and how much stamina he has. Generally people dance for some time and stop. But devotees, their dance doesn't stop. Any material dance, you get tired of it, you get exhausted, and it will not continue, material dance. But spiritual dance, the starting is slow. what is the slang? Slow and steady wins the race. Now when you come to spiritual path, it looks like beginning is a little slow, but as you go on and your mind becomes purified, and even an old man, even when you are 70 or 80 years, all these film actors, they will be knocked out. They will not, because there is no charm in life. But devotees, even when they are 70 years old, 80 years old, actually they are more enthusiastic because they have become so purified. So Narada Muni teaching that birth in India as a human being is a very, very rare gift from God, and don't be carried away by the glitter of this youth of this body, but you understand things properly and utilize this body for serving Krishna and Guru, and then not only that, all your life you will be happy, and in your next life you will go back home, back to Godhead, to dance forever. It is said in the spiritual world, every talk is a dance, every walk is a dance, every talk is a song. No? That is true, because there is no disease, old age and death in Vaikuntha. So we can prepare for going back to Vaikuntha, or in material life we can prepare to become animals, we can prepare to go to hell, we can prepare to get a invalid human body. When we live a sinful life, we'll get a sick body, ugly body, and poor body, and body without intelligence. This is all the results of sense gratification. So by doing tapasya, here and now, we can improve our life, and it is easy to do this tapasya. What is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kirtaniya Sadahari. Say everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. గ్రంథరాశ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి హరినామ సంకీర్తానికి ఇతాయి గౌర్ ప్రేమ.